Now, we thought we'd take a look at triathlons. Yeah, we did. We did. We thought we'd do that, and we are doing it right now. And I'm joined in studio by Kevin Keane, who's Head of Communications at Triathlon Ireland. Good morning, Kevin.
Hiya, Joe.
How are you keeping?
I'm very well.
It's fit and well, you're looking.
You flatter me.
How many of these do you do every year?
I don't do very many anymore. I used to do loads of them, right. but not as many anymore.
It's an interesting thing. It's an interesting phenomenon because it's quite recent, really, and like about 20 years ago, a triathlon would have been considered a fringe event or something a bit barmy that people would do.
Yeah, I guess it was. I guess if we were talking 20 years ago, we'd be talking about mammals, you know, middle-aged men in Lycra.
They're still around. They're just on bicycles.
They're still around, yeah. My wife often tells me I'm one of them, in fact. But, it would have been a kind of midlife crisis sport. People got into it when they were kind of in their early 40s, late 30s and wanted a challenge. But I guess in the past two decades, really what we've seen is the sport's become a lot more inclusive. So we've a lot more women, a lot more kids. We've got kids now the age of, 12, 13 doing triathlons.
Wow.
And this is their sport. You know, they probably do about five other sports, which is a really good thing. But, 20 years ago, you wouldn't have seen that. So I guess the sport has matured like lots of sports do.
So inclusivity is one reason. Why do you think, though, as well, there has to be other reasons why triathlons have become so popular? And I mean, you mentioned mammals and cycling is extremely popular, but every weekend endurance, you hear about new endurance events and so on. What is it? Is it just that we have become more conscious of our health and fitness?
I think so. And I think people are looking for something different, something adventure. You know, we live, like most people live humdrum lives. We go to work, we get up in the morning, we go home, we watch TV.
Speak for yourself, Kevin. Well, I have the rock and roll lifestyle. I'm going to Coppers immediately after the show.
Well, there you go. But, getting out of that kind of that humdrum and doing something, really pushing yourself and doing something extraordinary, a lot of people are looking for that, But I guess the thing about a triathlon is it is extraordinary to put all those things together, but it's actually not as hard as people think and definitely not as hard as what, people would have thought 20 years ago. Mm.
So it's the triathlon, if you're not familiar, it's a swimming leg and then you'd get up on your bike and you cycle and then the last bit is running and they do the swimming first because that's the most physically challenging and you need all your energy, is that right?
I think it is. Or if you've ever run and then tried to swim, it gets pretty tough when you're out of breath jumping into the water and you got to get that wetsuit on and, I've never tried it. I think it'd be a pretty tough one. Yeah, but swimming, biking, running, and then over the finish line, and then you get that great glow afterwards. You've put it all together.
You've done it. And is there a standard?
There is a standard. They've got a standard at the Olympics, which we kind of call Olympic distance. That's a pretty tough one. It's 1,500 meters swim, 40 kilometer cycle, and a 10K run.
That's tough.
Especially at the speed that those guys go.
Yeah, that's insane.
Yeah. But, most people do a sprint distance, which is half those distances. So 750 meters swim, 20 kilometer bike, and a 5K run.
In terms of training, say, for example, you think you might be a very good swimmer, you're a competent, able swimmer, but you haven't been on a bike in a long time and you're not too bad at running. Or a totally different thing, you're really good at cycling, but you haven't swam in a while. Someone who wants to do a triathlon, how do you go about, do you have to design your own regime and training program in order to try and make sure you're adept at each of those things?
Yeah, the best advice I would give is, hook up with your local club, because like every year there are dozens of people join clubs and people just who've never done anything before, who mightn't even have exercised in 10 years. And, there's lots of friendly faces and you'll find that it's really not as intimidating as it might seem. Triathlon's the kind of sport a lot of people think it's more difficult than it actually is.
I certainly do.
Yeah. But it really isn't that difficult. Or a really good way to do it is, get a few people from the office and do a relay. So you'd be really surprised about who in your office is a good swimmer.
Well, now that you mention it, I did that once, but it was in a kayak. It was down in Dungarvan in Waterford and there was a race, there was an event and I did it with two of my friends. One lad did a cycle. Was there running? There was a bit of running and I did the last leg, which was in a kayak. It was on the river, whichever river is in Dungarvan. God forgive me, I should know. I could deal with that.
Yeah, well, we do it. There's a lot of races will run that, so they'll have a relay and it'll usually only be over a sprint distance. So that's really manageable,
What level of fitness, I know that might seem obvious, you need to be fit, but like say for example, would you need to give yourself, 6-7 months as a good run in if you're, reasonably fit?
Not at all. I would say there could be people listening to this now who could be doing a triathlon in August or September.
Go on, Kevin.
Honestly, really? You really don't need to be half as fit as you think you do. Now, if you want to go off and do a middle distance triathlon or a long distance, which is what an Ironman is, or Ironman 70.3, which is going to be in Dunleary this year. Like, you do need to be pretty fit for that. You might need to build up to that over the course of a year. But to do a triathlon, honestly, you know, we've got lots of races which are 5 or 6 weeks out. You could start training now and you do them.
Okay. I have a problem with shin splints, right? So when you do a bit of running, I don't know, is that because it's on the road, you get shin splints? And I know with swimming, there could be cramp, and with cycling, there could be other things, a sore backside, for example, if that doesn't sound too flippant. But these are the small things that would put people off.
Yeah.
How do you, I mean, what, is, well, you it, know is what, it just, you is know it what just it is? Practice that
if
you just...
No, if there's no little bit of suffering, you won't feel great after
you see,
it. So those shin splints,
you have
you've
to
got to overcome
everyone.
Yeah. You've got to overcome all these little things.
That is a fair point.
A good old cushion on the saddle as well will help the sore bum.
No, that is fair. Like, and when you're kayaking, you do reach a point where you're going, I can't do this, I'm going to die. And the next thing you get a second wind.
Well, I couldn't kayak 100 metres now.
Okay.
I wouldn't even know what to do with the paddle.
Okay. You just have to say a few prayers and just keep paddling away. You never stop paddling.
Yeah.
That's the thing, which is a bit of a shock when you start to take up kayaking.
I'd say I'd do about 10 paddles and then my arms would be
knackered. You literally have
knackered.
To keep going. Yeah, you are. Like, and when you haven't done it in a while and you get back into it, the pain in your wrists and your elbow joints and all the rest of it, it's absolutely
I can only imagine.
So how many in Ireland take place each year, Kevin?
So we have, there's about 200 events. So where we come into it, you know, in Triathlon Ireland, we're the sanctioning body. So the clubs run the races. We've got some commercial operations run races, but we just make sure that the safety standards are there, that the fair play standards are there. Okay. And we go to a lot of triathlon events as well. We run a series called the BMW National Series, which is it's a big nationwide series of the best races throughout the summer. So we go to a lot of those things. But yeah, about 200 events. We've got about 94 clubs. We've got tons of junior clubs, about 20,000 members. So, you know, it's one of these things that when you're in triathlon, you think there's nothing outside of triathlon.
Okay.
You know? So once you get into the scene, you realize that it's actually quite big, you know.
And what's the website?
Triathlonireland.com, one big long word.
Are there any events that you think are a bit too crazy and a bit too mad and take it too far and just, you know, a physical human being can only be challenged so much?
We have had guys who've done a Deca Ironman.
List
12 Ironmen in 12 days. So you do an Ironman race, which is a 3,800 meter swim, so 3.8 Ks. Then you cycle 180 kilometers. Then you run a marathon. They do that for 12 days in a row.
There's something wrong with them.
Yeah,
you know,
there are.
Like, come on. That is absolutely nuts. I admire them.
It's unbelievable.
In some ways, I envy them, but it's an obsession.
I can only imagine what it does to your body.
Yeah.
You know,
I
think it'd be eating itself from the inside out.
Well, look, you heard Kevin. You can do it. You don't even need a load of months. You can do it in a few weeks, as he said. So if you're thinking about it, check out their website and sure, give it a go. And you could always do it in a relay as well. Kevin Keane, Head of Communications with Triathlon Ireland. Thanks a million for coming in.
Thanks, Joe.